Pork grinned when his grandfather bellied up to the bar in his usual spot. "I'd like a pint of Guinness, my boy," Pop-Pop said with a huge smile on his face. Pork reached for one of the shiny new pint glasses emblazoned with the Pat's Pub logo, then filled it from the tap. "Your first beer in the new and improved pub," he said, sliding the glass across the counter. Pop-Pop lifted it in a silent toast and then took a long swig. "Ah, best beer I've ever had." Pork grabbed a second glass, filling it with just a few sips of their Irish champagne, then tapped his pint against Pop-Pop's. "We're back," he said softly. Pop-Pop grinned. "I never doubted it for a minute." Then he glanced down the bar at Emmy's empty seat. "Where's our girl?" Pork liked the way Pop-Pop referred to Emmy as theirs. His beloved grandfather had claimed Emmy as his own since the day she first walked into the pub, referring to her as my girl, initially. Somewhere over the past 6 months or so, Pork noticed the pronoun had turned from my to our. "She'll be here," Pork reassured him. "I invited her Sunday night, and confirmed last night by text."
"I was pleased to see Gio remembered to include her reserved nameplates," Pop-Pop said, running his finger along his name before picking up a napkin to wipe away the smudge he'd left behind.
"The nameplates were the first thing I mentioned when we talked about the design for the rebuild. Couldn't have anyone sitting in yours or Emmy's spot." Pop-Pop ran his hand over the smooth countertop, a gesture Pork had repeated himself more times than he could count. He swallowed heavily when he saw a tear in his grandfather's eye.
"I didn't expect it to be so perfect. Didn't dare to hope."
Pop-Pop's smile was wide when he said,
"We got our pub back, Patty."
Pork, unable to speak past the lump in his throat, merely reached over to pat Pop-Pop's hand and nod.
"Feels like coming home after years away," Pop-Pop added. "Something wonky is going on with the bud tap, Patty," Dad said. "Bend down there and see if it's connected right."
Pork squatted down to check.
"Oh, yeah. One of the tubes came loose. Hang on a second."
He reached back to reconnect it. Pork stood up, but his father and grandfather were both looking toward the front entrance. He turned just in time to see Joe Moretti and Emmy walk in together. Joe took her coat, hanging it on a hook near the door, then placed his hand on her back to guide her further into the pub. Pork saw red, clenching his jaw so tightly he was surprised his teeth weren't shattering. There was no way he was seeing what he thought he was seeing. She stepped up next to Pop-Pop and gave him a hug.
"Welcome back, Mr. Collins. Patty told me a bit about your trip.
Sounds like it was amazing," she said. "You and I are going to have to make a lunch date one day soon so I can hear all about it." "My dear Emmy, I've told you a million times to call me Pat. And it was a brilliant trip, lass. A one in a million opportunity. I'm going to hold you to those lunch plans."
"This place," she said,
looking around, her voice filled with awe.
"I know," Pop-Pop said. "Patty and I were just remarking on it."
He looked over her shoulder at Joe.
"You and your brothers do fine work, Joe. Very fine indeed."
Joe nodded.
"Thank you, Mr. Collins. That means a lot to me."